share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. While this festive season brings much joy to some, not everybody has the luxury of celebrating the end of this hectic year with a roof over their heads. A family of five from Georgetown, Penang was recently discovered to have been living in their car for the past 8 months after their house burned down in April. 34-year-old Ganesh and his 32-year-old wife, Paramaswari, have been living off his earned 1,200 monthly salary as a security guard to sustain their family, but a majority of that income goes into buying diapers, petrol and car repairs, said a report from Harian Metro. When their house burned down, Paramaswari was pregnant with her third child. The family of five, including 8-year-old Girtha Kanish and 6-year-old Devi Shri, had to use public toilets in multiple locations as a clean water source to shower and use. 2 weeks after the incident, I gave birth to Kirthana and had my process of confinement in the car. With barely enough money to provide for their kids, Paramaswari said she once had to feed her 8-month-old baby, Kirthana, with warm water and coffee. Kirthana, who is now 8 months old and given breast milk, once had to drink diluted coffee because I couldn't bear to watch her starve. Meanwhile, Ganesh said he wants to apply for a public housing unit, but he is currently facing difficulties in the process. To rent a unit, I need to pay a very high deposit fee and we don't have enough money for that. I've already appealed to rent a unit under the Rakyat Housing Project, PPR, but I've gotten no response from state authorities. World of Buzz has since reached out to Mr. Nukaraju, the secretary of the Penang Hindu Association, who is currently in contact with the family to help them. He needs diapers, wet wipes, baby formula, and a hot water flask for them to store hot water to mix milk for his 8-month-old daughter. Hot meals for four will be good too, he said when contacted by WAB. I can't express my gratitude enough. We had the opportunity to meet with Ganesan and his family right after they came back from their outing with Eustace Ebit Lu and his team. As we all know, the Eustace has set them up in a brand new apartment with brand new furniture and even paid for 1 month rent. Speaking to World of Buzz, Ganesan could barely hold in his tears, saying he's overwhelmed by the kindness of Malaysians who've all lent their helping hands. 3 days ago, I was sleeping in my car. Today, for the first time in 8 months, my family and I will be sleeping on a mattress. The word thanks is not enough to express my gratitude. Everyone, no matter their race, are helping me. Even those who haven't contributed anything, your phone calls are more than enough. One such Malaysian is local philanthropist, fondly known as Ram THR, who immediately made arrangements for the family to receive some supplies they needed and was also kind enough to donate some money. What's next for the family? Even though Eustace Ebit Lu has found them a house, for now, Ganesan is adamant that they will have their own home. They have applied for their own low-cost house through the People's Housing Program, PPR, but their application hasn't been accepted. However, today, the president of the Hindu Association reassured that they will be getting their housing soon. According to Ganesan's mother, Vali, they've been denied their rights too many times. When we went to the National Registration Office to make new documents, we were asked to pay ₹150 when in fact, no payment is necessary at all, she said. If you wish to contribute to Ganesan and his family, you can do so by giving. Bank Simpanan Nasional, BSN. Ganesh A. L. Soundarajah. 02045428501000013. Malaysians coming together to help Ganesan and his family is the true embodiment on hashtag Kita Jaga Kita. Let us know what you think about this. Also read, he said his hand was gone. God took it. Eustace Ebit Lu visits 55 Yo hit and run victim. Source, WOB Source, Ebit Lu Source, WOB Source, WAB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.